Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class.
I'm sorry, did you just say tooken instead of taken?
Tooken a class.
Straight Tooken, starring Liam Neeson.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable?
Oh, sure. Blame the victim.
The law enforcement community who know who supports them. They know who doesn't support them. And today, when Joe Biden landed at 1:30, he could have gone to that wake. He did a podcast with some celebrity. That's more important to him.
Our leadership has to empower law enforcement, not undermine them. And Joe Biden has undermined law enforcement the entire time.
I did.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And again, if you want to see the pictures of the crash, the Haitian illegal crashing his new SUV, I guess it is, into former Holiday Inn in Marlboro, now a flophouse for 500 Haitians living large on our tax dollars. You can go to HowieCarrShow.com. We've got all the pictures from the scene, or you can just get it at Howie. You can just get it on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. We tweeted out a couple hours ago. We just put it up on the website as well if you want to see it. 844-500-4242. Today is Good Friday, of course, and it's one of the holiest days on the Christian calendar, and a majority of Americans are still Christians of all ethnic backgrounds. A majority of Americans are Christian. Might seem appropriate to have a proclamation of some sort by the White House on Good Friday. There are some proclamations that have been issued today. There's been a proclamation on Cesar Chavez Day. He was the founder of the United Farm Workers Union in California, once considered a radical, not so much. Now that we see what his feelings were about illegal aliens. He used to have his guys go into the fields and beat up illegal aliens because he was an American citizen. But apparently they're going to overlook that. There's been a proclamation on Arab American Heritage Month today out of the White House. Again, no Good Friday, though. Even though Joe Biden is, by his own admission, a devout Catholic, and he carries rosary beads in his pocket. I don't know if it's his coat pocket or his pants pocket, but he carries the rosary with him wherever he goes. Just ask him. But even though there's been no Good Friday proclamation at the White House, there has been one for the Transgender Day of Visibility, the Transgender Day of Visibility. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union. I am proud I have appointed transgender leaders to my administration, like Sam Brenton. Rear Admiral Rachel Levine, for instance, and have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in the military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you have it. That's no proclamation on Good Friday. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So this is KJP last night. This is just random yelling when the press corps starts getting the feed from the big time they had at the Radio City Music Hall last night. She starts screaming. Cut 20.
You all, I want to make sure we are all aware that this is off the record.
Okay.
Off the record, off the record, off the record.
How's it going, everybody?
Can we quote you on that? This is off the record, off the record, off the record.
I believe that was the gaggle on Air Force One as they were making their way there.
Okay. But, I mean, where was... Oh, but Obama... Was Obama on Air Force One?
All three of them, I believe, were on Air Force One.
Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, there was another fun story today, or a humorous story today, that they have a problem on Air Force One. And I guess this has always been a problem, but it's getting worse. The reporters, when they're allowed on Air Force One, they steal everything. They act like they're illegal aliens in New York City in a Macy's. They steal everything. And apparently Kelly O'Donnell is the head of the White House Press Association, and she had to put out a memo telling, it's an off-the-record, another off-the-record, off-the-record memo telling people they have to stop stealing everything from Air Force One. And she reminded them that everything on Air Force One, you can buy. Apparently the Air Force has a website, and, you know, just for souvenirs, like the New England Patriots or the Cincinnati Bengals, you can buy all these, souvenirs, memorabilia. You could buy Air Force One memorabilia. But so the press corps is saying, well, the whiskey tumblers, the stuff you get from the Air Force website is not the same quality as on Air Force One, so we're going to steal everything. Just, I understand, if illegal aliens can steal everything, why can't the Democrat operatives with press passes on Air Force One? 844-500-4242. Lord. Every port is different, says, I work at a fuel tank farm in Maine. We always have two tugs. And then someone mentioned about this guy, Lionel Moreno, who's the Venezuelan influencer, quote-unquote, who's telling people to come to the U.S. and squat, and they can live for free, and they never have to work, and how much he hates work. And this is like paradise on earth, because nobody has to work, because all the stupid gringos will support you. He's been arrested. And 617 asked a good question. What can ICE do with that illegal? Venezuela says they won't be taking back any deportations from the U.S. I know. Well, Trump has talked repeatedly on the campaign trail and in private about what he did. They were doing the same thing with him. He was trying to get all the gangbangers out of the U.S., which is an arduous, onerous task, obviously. It takes years, decades maybe. But he started out, and they said, all the Guatemala, El Salvador, all these third world bleep hole countries weren't going to take them back. And he said, okay, you're not going to take them back? We're going to cut off foreign aid. And there aren't going to be any more flights into the U.S. So all the rich Cadillos that run the country, they can't even come in here to pick up hookers and coke and all these things they usually pick up in the U.S. Although I guess they don't need coke. They can get coke down there. And then they started taking back all the gangbangers. Biden could do that, but he doesn't want it. He wants them up here. He likes having Lionel Moreno is a Democrat voter for sure in the future. Taylor, people are asking that we play the Tookin cut again from the mayor of Baltimore. People are saying that their spouses are coming home, or they're calling their kids and telling them they haven't heard it yet. Can we have this is Mayor Brandon Scott yesterday. Cut 5.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class on engineering.
Never even took in a class. It's good to have a man with the equivalent of a sixth grade education in as the mayor. But on the other hand, he's not a convicted felon, unlike the last two previous mayors of Baltimore, not to mention the previous district attorney, state's attorney of Baltimore City, who was going to prison and is a Metco graduate from Mattapan in Boston. There's the Boston connection. There's always a Boston connection, is there not? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with more of your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's Howie Carr.
Trying to tell you what I told you about the theft on Air Force One. Destroy your faith in the integrity of the White House press corps. 844-500-4242.
You stole a whole dining room set. Why are you being tough on the press corps?
The cleanse, you mean?
You.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you have a delivery like back in the 70s that you didn't pay for?
Yeah, they didn't Birch, charge me.
Birchmere, was that it?
Leechmere. It's out of business now. I wonder why they went out of business. They weren't collecting the pay from the people who bought stuff there.
I've heard stories of you at previous employees looting closets and whatnot. You're no
I was
stranger.
Trying to get fired. I could, they say that line he couldn't get arrested in this town. I couldn't get fired in this town. At least when I was working for Intercon, the world's worst radio company. Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Rafferty Attorneys at Law. To see what happened to my leg while having cryo performed at Restore Hyper Wellness, go to EdenRafferty.com. EdenRafferty.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what is Biden's greatest accomplishment so far? Inflation, illegal immigration, not being Trump, soft on crime, more foreign wars, student loan cancellation, racial polarization, or nothing?
Nothing. This was actually a poll question on a recent Fox News poll, so I that's why I put it in there. And nothing got 38%. I think it's doing a little better in our poll.
59% say nothing. 29% say illegal immigration.
All right, 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, listen all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling because I have...
We lost you, Jim. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I understand there's 83 shipping lines around the world, and they all carry property and ship damage policies. Now, according to them, this thing should be pretty much covered by that policy. Has anybody heard from any of the insurance companies that are involved in this?
I haven't, John. But if you were the insurance company that covered this ship, this Singapore company that owns the ship, and the President of the United States came out and said immediately upon the disaster, the U.S. government is going to pick up the entire tab. Would you step forward, or would you just lay back? I would lay back, wouldn't you? If someone else is picking up the tab, you don't step up, do you?
You're right. I just couldn't believe he actually said that. That he was going to cover everything when these policies exist, and I heard something about one of the major insurance companies saying that this is not a very large loss. They're talking in they handle in the billions of dollar losses.
Yeah, no, I would just say that you don't have to be a tort lawyer or a commercial lawyer to know that you say in this situation, I would think. That you say the government will assist as best we can pending the inevitable litigation. I mean, that's all you got to say, right? Because there are going to be lawsuits, I would think. But he just walked out there and said, we'll just pick up the tab for everything. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. So people are laughing at you for not knowing Leechmere, Taylor.
It went out of business in 1997. I was 6 years old.
Leechmere. It's also like a neighborhood in East Cambridge. That's the name of the of the station.
I'm not from around there.
So you don't even know when I talk about the putting the illegal aliens in the old probate courthouse.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's on Cambridge Street, on the corner of Cambridge Street and First Street.
Couldn't even say if I've been there.
It's a nice part. I like that. There aren't as many normal people as there used to be, but there's still more normal people in that part of Cambridge than say in Brattle Street.
We Bristol County folk were cut off from Boston a long time ago.
That's why we call it the Bayou. Those of us from East Cambridge. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, I live up in southern Maine.
Yes.
I have an interesting little story. You know, given the statements of the mayor of Baltimore recently about how he wants to make white people uncomfortable.
Yes.
I graduated high school way back in 1981 when dinosaurs ruled the earth. And in 1980, a family from Baltimore moved to southern Maine, and I became quick friends with their son in high school. And I went over to his house for the first time and met his parents. And they were very smart people. They were phlebotomists, blood scientists. And I said, so why did you guys move from Baltimore? And his mother said, well, Danny was coming home in the sixth grade, and he would immediately run to the bathroom. Every day he'd come home from school and immediately run to the bathroom, and I thought he had a medical issue. So finally, after like 3 or 4 weeks, I confronted him and go, Danny, what's the problem? And he goes, Mom, he goes, the black kids try to beat me up in school. I can't use the bathroom. If I go to the bathroom, the black kids will beat me up. So his liberal white Democrat parents moved to southern Maine, you know, like 40-something years ago. And Danny, to this day, is like one of the craziest left-wing liberals that married an even crazier left-wing liberal. And they live in Portland, Maine area somewhere.
There's a huge percentage of the middle class black people who used to live in Baltimore have gotten out of the city too. I mean that city is it has one of the highest murder rates in the United States. You know, it's right up there with Detroit and St. Louis and Memphis, Tennessee. It's just totally out of control. Again, before Brandon, the last two mayors went to the can. The state's attorney went to the can. It's crooked. And going back to the Republican days when Spiro T. Agnew was the vice president, the former governor, and he didn't go to the can, but he had to resign. He was taking payoffs in the White House. This is a really, really corrupt state, Baltimore of Maryland, I should say, a state of Maryland. City of Baltimore, County of Baltimore, they're all messed up. And you got in College Park, the mayor there, Buttigieg's friend, he's the one who just got 35 years in prison for kiddie porn. He and his husband adopted two little kids, but that didn't keep the mayor out. Yeah, the mayor was into major kiddie porn. 844-500-4242. And then they got a new mayor. The city of College Park has a racial equity leader, Kayla Elise Carter. She supports black liberation through revolutionary means and said she's working with activists to plan, quote, how we will eat and live and grow after we burn it all down. Remember, we are at war against colonialism. I can't wait for society to collapse so my ideology can rise from the ashes. How about first, before your ideology rises, we get fix the bridge?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So in Dedham, Judge Auntie Bev, Beverly Canone, she's the one who's handling the upcoming trial of Karen Reed on murder charges. It's an interesting situation down there. The feds have issued a report saying that there was no murder by a car or by a vehicle of the Boston police officer. yet the state has indicted this woman, Karen Reed, and charged her with murdering her boyfriend, second-degree murder and manslaughter, with a car. But the feds say it didn't occur. Seems like they've got a good case for reasonable doubt. But she's not going to throw it out. They've admitted that the lead investigator for the district attorney's office has admitted that he misled a state grand jury about his relationship to the so-called witnesses that the Karen Reed's attorney says are suspects. And they also have text messages where they say his friends, who are babysitters for his young child, or would-be babysitters, they want to give him a gift for the fact that he just arrested somebody else for the so-called murder. And he says, you better just give it to my wife instead of me. And, you know, some might think that could be construed as soliciting a bribe. And the feds have all these documents, and they put it into their reports, which are sealed but have been made public at the court hearings. And they've got many problems with this case, and now the judge Auntie Bev, as she's called by Turtle Boy, refuses to dismiss the charges. And I guess I understand, it's a big, very big murder case, and Michael Morrissey is the district attorney, and he's the capo de tutti hacky. He's the hacko de tutti cap hacky of Norfolk County. He's been around for about 100 years. Weighs 300 pounds. His nickname is either Meatball or Pass the Gravy. And so she issued a statement today. She's not going to disqualify him. The judge issued a ruling today. She's not going to disqualify Morrissey, Pass the Gravy Morrissey, in his office, even though they've got all these problems. And he also made a public statement. This is kind of unprecedented, like the feds getting involved in a state murder case and saying there was no murder. He just went out and made a statement denouncing all the people who are criticizing his office and suggesting that maybe Karen Reed didn't kill the Boston police officer who was a boyfriend. But she issued the statement, I'm not going to disqualify Morrissey. Although, I'm reading now quotes, some of his comments are clearly inconsistent with the rules of professional conduct. In particular, his comments about witnesses that relate to their credibility are the type of extrajudicial statements that are more likely to have a prejudicial effect on the proceeding. Morrissey's statements characterizing the defense theories as a desperate attempt to reassign guilt and as a lie also runs the risk of heightening public condemnation of the defendant. The contentions of the defendant in this regard are non-trivial. Well, how about the fact that the lead investigator said, "Why don't you want to give me a present? Better give it to my wife. Don't give it to me. Don't give me the present for arresting somebody else." However, the court finds dismissal of the indictments is not warranted, absent egregious misconduct. What is egregious misconduct in Norfolk County, in Dedham, in Canton? Morrissey crossed the lines of permissible extrajudicial statements by a prosecutor, but they are not egregious misconduct. Who's to say what's egregious and not egregious? She says that they are clearly inconsistent with the rules of professional conduct. Oh. Didn't Rachel Rollins, one of the reasons, it was a minor reason, but one of the reasons she was removed as U.S. attorney was the fact that she called up this radio show one night. Remember that, before Christmas, Taylor? And she was commenting on an upcoming sentencing event. And that was cited in the Inspector General's report of conduct that was totally detrimental. And
was this when she called in unsolicited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, so you could be removed from as U.S. attorney for doing things like Morrissey did, but Morrissey does it at the state level. And by the way, This is a murder case. Morrissey was interfering with. She was talking about a drug case. It was a serious drug case, but it was not a murder case. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. 844-500-4242. Jim is back on the line. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, I have 40 years worth of knowledge of the maritime industry, and I'm calling because I'm very frustrated at some of the silliness that I've heard, not only from some callers, but also from what I've been hearing on television news lately. So I'd just like to educate, so to speak, the folks who are listening, if I may. Number one, there was absolutely, positively nothing unusual about the ship sailing at night, number one. Number two, the fact that it had no tugboats with it at the time, absolutely nothing unusual about that, strictly routine. The tug's job is to get the ship off the dock and into the shipping channel. Once that is accomplished, the tugboat's job is done. The ship was well underway on its own in the channel at the time. Nothing unusual about that. Much credit has been given in the media to the pilot, the Baltimore Harbor pilot, whose presence is required by law, as it is in every other harbor in the world, to have a harbor pilot. And much credit has been given to him, but no credit has been given to the captain of the ship. And the captain has ultimate authority. He can overrule any harbor pilot on anything a harbor pilot may want to do or not do. But that's a little bit of a side thing. I am surprised that the pilot did order the anchor drop. Normally, a ship moving at 8 knots and dropping an anchor would have the anchor chain ripped right off the deck of the ship. Anchors are to...
Wasn't he just trying to do anything he could to slow the ship down?
Yes. Dropping the anchors was an act of desperation, and he was not to be knocked for that. I'm just saying.
Jim, you've been in auto accidents. You do desperate things when you're in that kind of situation,
Howie, as I just said, they were in a desperate situation, and he is not to be discredited for dropping the anchor. The point I'm trying to make is that anchors are not to bring a moving ship to a stop. Anchors are to hold a ship in position in open waters after it has stopped. Okay.
Doesn't it seem he was trying to slow it down? He had alerted the police, and he was trying to give the police more time to stop the traffic from coming onto the bridge. And the police, as far as I could see, did a great job.
Howie, him dropping the anchor was not a wrong move.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying that is not what anchors are used for.
Right.
But he's not to be discredited for trying that. And the ship was also traveling at about 8 knots at the time. Nothing at all unusual about that. And to me, based on my 40 years of knowledge, this just seems to be a very unfortunate power failure, either mechanical or electrical or computer. Nothing more than that. The very unfortunate thing about this is that this catastrophic failure of power happened while the ship was in a confined waterway. Not in the open ocean. It was in a confined waterway.
Why is the crucial 2 minutes missing on the black box, do you think, Jim?
That I don't know.
Doesn't that give conspiracy theorists something to hang their hat on? Let me put it that way.
No, not as far as I'm concerned. No. I think that's really. Nothing until all the facts are completely proven. Absolutely nothing can be ruled out. But I think that's really far-fetched. This is just power failures among big commercial ships is not a terribly unusual occurrence. What made this occurrence so particularly bad was that it happened while the ship was moving in confined, restricted waterway and had very little wiggle room to get out of the situation that it was in.
Thanks for the call, Jim. I got to move on, but that was a good call. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I think I've said this before. One of my neighbors, he's now deceased down here in Florida. He used to work for the State Department, and he used to say that you know, he had learned in the federal bureaucracy that if you have a choice between a disaster occurring because of a conspiracy or incompetence, 99 times out of 100, it will occur. It occurred because of incompetence, not a conspiracy. And I thought about that over the years a lot, and I've thought about it more since this disaster happened in Baltimore. I'm thinking maybe I would say, from my own experience, it would be 97 or 98 times out of 100 would be incompetence. Maybe conspiracy now can move up to like 2 or 3%. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Carr?
Good.
So I live right on the coast. Your last caller was absolutely right. And one of the things that people aren't taking into account, because I ocean kayak, and so I understand the sea lands. I take my son out on the ocean, your hometown, Casco Bay, and there are rock formations. And so you can't necessarily drop an anchor just out of the blue. And watching the video over and over again, I don't know what the sonar looked like for them. You know, they could have been like, they might have been really trying to not beach the thing on some rocks and then sink a ship in the harbor. And in my opinion, yeah, you do have the conspiracy theorists and stuff for cyber attacks and whatnot. But
right.
In reality, what you got to think about is we can't know what those guys were thinking until an investigation actually happens, because they might have been in full panic mode saying, oh, my God, what do we do with this 300 million ton ship?
You know, it's never a wise move to panic, but I mean, what do you do in a situation like that? I mean, it's sort of it's unprecedented for just about anybody, isn't it?
Nope, because that particular ship was actually involved with another collision, I think a couple of years ago.
Right. No, I think in 2016. Yeah, there have been problems, but I mean, it's different. I mean, a collision obviously is a terrible thing, but I mean, hitting the bridge is worse, isn't it? I would think.
It is, but this year there's already been two nautical incidents of ships hitting bridges. So it's not an unheard of thing. It's just really weird to have it happen. And especially when the Baltimore mayor came out, I was like, man, that kid's the mayor?
Yeah, but again, I mean, look at his predecessors, Chris. You know, it's not a national story when a mayor of Baltimore is lugged and taken off to the penitentiary, or the district attorney, or the state's attorney, whatever they call her. But they're just corrupt, and the middle class of all races has departed Baltimore. They've fled. I mean, they've literally fled. Baltimore is in worse shape than almost any other city in America, and it's right there in the heart of a fairly affluent area with the Beltway and just the eastern, that part of Mid-Atlantic. They shouldn't be in such dire straits, but they are. Thanks for the call, Chris. Spring is here, and the outdoor opportunities on the Cape are special. We've talked about it yesterday with the Cheap Bastard deal, with the Nauset Beach Inn, and everybody who got a Cheap Bastard gift certificate was very lucky. But you can still really enjoy, even if you don't have a gift certificate, you can really enjoy all the opportunities at the Nauset Beach Inn in the spring. The Cape Cod Rail Trail on an electric bike is a fantastic experience. You can get discounts on the e-bike rentals through the Nauset Beach Inn. You can view the great herring migration in Brewster. It's a one-of-a-kind fish run with swarms of fish. There are endless beach and shore paths to hike. And you can watch the return of the humpback whales right from the Nauset Beach Inn, from the fire pits, or even from your own rooms with the beautiful views. It's the humpback whales are visible from the comfort of the fire pits at the Nauset Beach Inn. If you want to warm up after a long day outside, every room at the Nauset Beach Inn has a fireplace. When I visited the Nauset Beach Inn, it's the only public accommodations on the Cape Cod National Seashore. It's in East Orleans. I was so impressed with how every room not only has an ocean view, but that the ocean view is ever-changing with a different surf to watch. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly. Nauset Beach Inn is family-friendly, too. Each room has two giant queen-size beds, so you can bring the kids down, and they can enjoy all the amenities just like you and your spouse. Sit by the fire pit and enjoy the sunset, cocktails, or conversation. The Nauset Beach Inn is a short drive to a vacation far away. April rooms from $249.99, and in May, rooms from $269.99. Reserve your room today. They won't last long. NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
...844-500-4242. Remember they burned down the CVS? They burned down a CVS in one riot in one of these neighborhoods. I guess they thought it was just reparations. And then after Freddie Gray died in police custody after he was throwing himself around the van, and six cops were indicted, none of whom were convicted. They were indicted by Marilyn Mosby, who has since been indicted and convicted and is going to prison for stealing, the district attorney, the prosecutor. They burned down the CVS, and then they demanded that it be rebuilt because they were now in a pharmacy desert after they burned down their own drugstore. You burn down your own drugstore, that's what happens. It's like if you shoplift so that the store can't make any money and has to go out of business, then you don't really have much grounds to complain that you have to go a long way to get your drugs. Your prescription drugs. You don't have to go far to get your recreational drugs. Just probably go outside. Or you can get them delivered, I'm sure. 844-500-4242. Joe Biden, though, he's going to be there next week because he's very worried. You know, he used to take the train on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. There weren't any train tracks, but he told us he took the train many, many times. They kept saying in the news stories that he said many times. He actually said many, many times. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. Hello? That with all the technology, everything we have available to us, that ship or barge or whatever hit the bridge should already be in dry dock.
I don't know about that. That thing was pretty big. Thanks for the call, Scott. 844. It takes a while. even if it's in the harbor. I'm Howie Carr.